Hello from the BBC. I'm Alexander Griffiths with an update on the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's military says Russia is regrouping its forces to concentrate on fighting in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, collectively known as the Donbass. Moscow has now identified the Donbass as its main objective. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow says Tuesday's peace talks may not be the breakthrough many had hoped.
Yes, Russia did say at those talks it would scale back its offensive near Kyiv as a goodwill gesture. But Russian troops had got bogged down there anyway, and certainly the suspicion is, as we've been hearing, that Moscow is simply regrouping and redirecting its army to carry on fighting elsewhere in eastern Ukraine and the south of the country. There was no ceasefire yesterday. The special military operation, as the Kremlin calls it, goes on. Everything we heard yesterday, it was basically Ukraine's proposals to Russia. What we didn't hear was Russia's response to all of that.
Meanwhile, there's been further fighting elsewhere in Ukraine, including in the northern region of Chernihiv and around the capital Kyiv. That's despite Moscow saying its military activity in both areas would be, quote, drastically reduced. Our reporter, Lise Doucette, has been to the suburbs of Kyiv.
Cold wind whipping through this neighbourhood. This is a school, a kindergarten. I can see the playground here, but all around, you just listen to the plastic. That's where windows used to be. These balconies were ripped off, windows shattered. This was one of the neighborhoods hit when Russian missiles were intercepted and the fragments of the missiles hit this neighborhood. But there are still people living in some of the apartments.
This woman told the BBC she hoped for peace.
Well, I'm a poet, Olena Leva, and is my name, and I was going to be published, and there I was speaking to the editor-in-chief, and then next day the war started. I could never imagine that we'll have war with Russia, because we have so many cases when mother is living here and the daughter got married in Russia. We have 4 million of Ukrainians there, which is a lot, but they have been misinformed. They don't believe what's happening, and when all of it is over, we'll... Like, bad peace is better than good war.
On the diplomatic front, the foreign ministers of Russia and China have pledged to take their country's relationship to a higher level. Sergei Lavrov briefed his Chinese counterpart on what Russia calls its special military operation in Ukraine. Our reporter Stephen McDonnell is in Beijing.
Far from criticizing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, China's foreign minister said the issue was complex and caused by a Cold War mentality, a phrase normally reserved for blaming the US and its allies.
Elsewhere, Germany has warned of the danger that gas supplies from Russia could be disrupted or stopped altogether. Around 50% of Germany's gas needs are supplied by Russia. The country activated its gas emergency plan today, says Damian McGuinness in Berlin. Germany is now looking for alternative energy sources.
The government has already struck those deals in the past week, so they're acting quickly, and they're also in the medium to long term focusing on renewables. Now, of course, that's not going to help next week if suddenly within the next few days Russian gas gets cut off. But certainly in the shorter to medium term, they're going to be well prepared.
The BBC is also reporting on the refugee situation. The United Nations says more than 4 million people have fled Ukraine in the 5 weeks since the war started. Here's Imogen Folks.
It's the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since the Second World War. Poland alone has received 2.3 million Ukrainian refugees. Even if the fighting stops, towns are in ruins, homes destroyed. There can be no quick fix to such a major humanitarian crisis.
One other story for you. Russia says it has signed up some 16,000 recruits from the Middle East to fight alongside its forces in Ukraine. One soldier, who used to serve with Syrian government forces who are supported by Russia, says he's been offered thousands of dollars to fight. He told BBC Arabic's Emir Nader his country's broken economy means hundreds of other Syrians are volunteering.
The Syrian soldier said he believed Russia was carrying out a massacre in Ukraine, but he was also helping poor Syrians who couldn't afford to eat. He had volunteered because of the money on offer. He told us people were offered contracts for $7,000 to fight. His family doesn't want him to go, but he was told that they would be paid $50,000 if he was killed. The Ukrainian government and a leading Syrian NGO say 14 recruitment centres have been set up across Syria.
Those are the latest developments on day 35 of Russia's invasion. I'm Alexander Griffiths at the BBC.